102.1 K102.
The closer you get, the further I fall.
Today's Hot Country, K102, Alabama. And the closer you get, title of the album, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Lundell has K102 traffic information for us this morning. John?
Some of the heavy traffic we're seeing out on the south end, mainly along the crosstown near 35W and again at Gleason and Tracy. The heaviest levels are at Highway 100 right now on the crosstown, moving eastbound. And that's a little unusual, especially for this late in the rush hour. Remember, there's work going on the crosstown in the middays, and some of that starts at 8:30 near Penn Avenue. Another project that has already begun, the Stillwater Bridge. Flag person directing you across again today for the Stillwater Bridge. You'll find delays if you're in any kind of a hurry at all, certainly moving down a little further south and take 94. Then use 35 in Wisconsin, north and south, to get back up to Holton. You'll find delays up on the north end, loosening on 252, still tight on the 610 bridge. Protect yourself from the summer sun with Coppertone Tanning Products on sale. $1 off with the Summer Blast coupon this week at Snyder's, where you'll find the right brands right now. That's the latest.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the information. Today, I guess, is the... let me try this first. Start with this.
Keeping you in touch with the Twin Cities, the K102 Entertainment Guy.
All right, now you all know about how big the Garth Brooks show is going to be at the State Fair. You all know about all the other great, big, huge State Fair events. But the biggest event of the summer, tonight at Cadillac Ranch. Men's Night.
Don't say that in a lower voice. Men's Night.
The first ever Men's Night at Cadillac Ranch tonight.
Dripping with men.
Well, no, it doesn't sound good. Don't say that.
Anyways, I'll
be there. How about this better? Oh. Teeming with men. Is that better?
That's good.
Yeah. Dripping with men. I don't like
that.
Oh,
that just means a lot of men will be there.
Yes, I suppose.
Which means a lot of women should show up.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's how
that works.
Which
means there'd be a lot of people in general, which would mean, yes.
A lot of coupling going on.
Not there.
Well, maybe we'll play the dating game. Hey, how about that?
Okay, so anyway, this is at Cadillac Ranch. You'll be there tonight. And the first ever Men's Night at Cadillac Ranch.
There got lots of stuff to give away. As you know, I'm feverishly writing questions for a trivia game we'll play.
I like some of the trivia questions you've got, too.
First time I've ever seen. Easy.
Well, yes. Especially the math trivia questions. What's 2 + 2?
No,
I'm just kidding. So here's how you get there. You go west to 494 on Highway 5. When you get to County 4, you hang a left. Of course, you'll be going by the new Eden Prairie Ford on your way up, but when you get to County 4, you hang a left, and you go about between a quarter mile and half a mile down the left-hand side, Cadillac Ranch, tonight, teeming with men. Is that a cover?
Wonderful, thank you.
Sound good that way, yeah. All right.
I brew the best beer in America, but I understand why so many of you beer lovers drink imported beers. It's the taste. You want more taste than you get from the big, bland American beers, so you turn to imports. But there's a small, handcrafted beer that has even more taste and body than any of those mass-produced imports. My Samuel Adams Lager. I'm Jim Cook. It takes me all year to brew what the largest selling import makes in just 3 hours, because I take the time to brew Samuel Adams right. I use my great-great-grandfather's century-old recipe, all malt brewing, and rare hops that cost 10 times what they use in the mass-produced imports. This handcrafted brewing gives Samuel Adams its richer, more full-bodied taste and complex character. So try my Samuel Adams Lager and measure your favorite import against this handcrafted beer. Samuel Adams stands up to any of the imports and goes down even better.
Hi, good morning. K102, John Hines and Pam Lewis. Oh, I got a message for you from Glass Service Company. All right, if you need glass, Glass Service Company. What do you mean? What if I need glass? Not a drinking glass? No, certainly not a drinking glass. If you need auto glass... They do, you know, your back window, your side windows, they do all kinds of auto glass. But don't forget this, if you get your windshield replaced, and that's most often, that's like the most common breakage thing in auto glass, is the windshield, with cracks and dings and dents and chips. Auto glass is the thing that's, unless you have a habit of, you know, driving backwards more often. But if you're going with traffic, auto glass and the windshield is what's going to be the most likely to go. So when you get that... When that happens to you, instead of calling your insurance company, just call Glass Service Company. You mean I don't have to call my insurance company first? No, you call Glass Service Company. One phone number. They'll take care of everything with that one call. They'll contact your insurance company. They'll bill your insurance company. But more importantly, they'll come out, replace your auto glass if that's what's necessary. They'll do the job right, and you'll be much better off than you were before. Glass Service Company. 644-5040. That's the number in the St. Paul area. 788-9037. That's the number in Minneapolis. Glass Service Company. That's the only thing you need to know. Today's Hot Country, K102. John Hines and Pam Lewis. I'm trying to decide whether we should do... Should we do Battle of the Sexes here? Oh, no, I'll tell you what. We'll get some contestants first, okay?
Okay.
I need one male, one female for Battle of the Sexes. And then we'll get to it after this. Here's Tracy Lawrence in Running Behind Today's Hot Country, K102.
Work, 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 day after day.
Today's Hot Country, K102, John Hines and Pam Lewis. Hang on just one brief moment here. Let's get to the phones and meet our contestants for Battle of the Sexes. Hi, who's this?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Say good morning to... What is your name, sir?
Ken Kiley.
Ken, say hi to Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Good. We're all together.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Battle of the Sexes. You guys know how this works.
Yes, they do.
We go back and forth with clever little items. And the first one to have a five-second gap that can't respond after their opponent does, loses.
Oh, great.
Making the last correct response the winner. All right?
Okay.
This is easy, isn't it?
Of course,
we don't know the topics, do we?
Nope.
Could be anything, couldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Could be professional football quarterbacks, couldn't it?
I hope not.
Pardon me, Rita?
I hope not.
You hope not. And what did you say?
I said that'd probably be pretty great.
You like that one, Ken?
Yeah, okay.
I see.
Do we know what the topic is?
It could be women's clothing terminology.
There you go.
Wait, what? Are you going to that one too, Ken?
Oh, I don't know. I'll give anything a shot.
I see. I'll give anything a shot. What a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, Rita.
Yes.
You're the first one through. I'll let you call the coin toss, okay? Call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What do you mean, yeah, sure?
I'm just kidding.
What, Ken, if it had been, if you had the coin toss, would you have gone first or let Rita go first?
I'd have let her go first. I'm a gentleman.
It's nothing to do with being a gentleman. It's being smart, Ken.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. So, Rita, you have the coin toss. Would you like to go first or would you like to have Ken go first?
I'll let Ken go first.
All right. Yeah. And the topic is...
All right. Have you all been to the state fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
State fair foods. Foods you can find at the state fair.
Foods commonly found at the state fair. Okay, ready?
Yep.
You started off, Ken. Go ahead.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs, or we'll take that as Pronto Pops or hot dog on a stick. It's all the same. Okay. Read up.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. One of the more popular items at the fair. Ken, back to you.
Pickle.
Pickle.
On a stick, right?
On a stick
or in the street. We don't care. Back to you, Rita.
Bratwurst.
They have brats? You bet they do. Ken, back to you.
Foot-long hot dog.
About a foot-long hot dog. That'll cover all hot dogs. Okay. Back to you, Rita.
Mini donuts.
Okay, back to you, Ken.
Cotton candy.
You'll find it at the fair. Back to you.
Egg roll.
Yep.
Yeah, you can go over. Yeah, you can find egg rolls. All right. Ken, back to you.
Hamburgers.
You got it. Back to you, Rita.
Cheese sandwiches from the dairy building.
All right. That'll cover that. Okay. Back to you, Ken.
All you can drink milk for a nickel.
Will we take a beverage with
the food? Sure, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure. The American Dairy Association, you bet. All right. We'll give you the all you can drink milk. Last beverage. Back to you, Rita.
Beer in the beer garden.
No more beverages.
That's the last... We'll let her do one.
You can have beer.
And
back to
it.
You, Ken.
That's a tough one.
God, they're missing one of the best.
I believe... Hold on.
Ken lost.
I think I heard the buzzer there. Ken.
I believe Rita won.
Ken, have you ever been to the state fair?
Yeah. Not lately, but yeah.
Not lately. How about the chocolate chip cookies?
That's what I was thinking.
Hot out of the oven. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I never thought about those.
Yes, how about going to the pork producer's tent and getting a...
a piece of pork.
Yeah.
Pardon me? Pork chop on a stick?
Pork chop on a stick, sure. Why not? Yeah. How about French fries?
I was just going to say, those big canisters of fries.
For the French fry booth. Heart attack helper, we call it.
There you go.
Yes. Ken.
Well.
Done.
I decided I wasn't going to jump in and help this time.
Yeah, we kind of...
because it doesn't help Pam or her imaging if I... if we win again. So, I'll tell you what. Ken, you lose.
Thank you.
Rita?
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
All right. Rita, since you are the winner, I'll let you pick a ticket.
Okay.
I've got Country Jam.
Okay.
Okay, and I've got Valley Fair.
I'll take Country Jam.
You will?
All right.
So you'd like a pair of 3-day passes for Country Jam?
I'd love it.
See, once again, that shrewd, shrewd woman gets on and chooses the Country Jam tickets. Okay, you got them.
I'll give you $1 if you take the Valley Fair tickets.
No, you've got the Valley Fair tickets. Hang on.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Today's Hot Country. K-102.
I saw you tonight.
Today's Hot Country, K-102. We're going to play Boots, Coot, and Boogie coming up here in just a moment. Hang on.
Now, you can win $100 in free groceries. Presenting Oscar Mayer's Gold of Summer Grocery Giveaway at participating Twin City area grocers.
From Friendly Chevrolet and Geo in Fridley, the only place to buy your next car or truck. Entries must be received by September 7th, 1992. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years or older to win. Mellow Yellow, Friendly Chev, and Cub Foods. There's nothing mellow about it.
Today's Hot Country, K-102. I told you we'd do Boots, Scoot, and Boogie 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line.
Today's Hot Country, K-102. It's 8:31. It is going to be an 82-degree high weekend. No, not a weekend. Why am I thinking weekend? Oh, because today starts the weekend. Yes, if you get fired later on today, your weekend will begin today.
That's a nice outlook.
You'll have tomorrow off. No, it's going to be 82 today with sunshine through much of the day. And then more clouds later, 63 overnight tonight. Chance of showers, thunder showers, 77 for tomorrow's high. So, with more sunshine a part of the forecast. And Steve Olenhouse says... forecasting sunshine stuff for the weekend. We'll get news and information coming up here in just a minute, and then more music. Hal Ketchum, we'll play the latest hit single from Little Texas, You and Forever and Me, and a lot more. Today's Hot Country.
Okay, homeowners insurance, we're covered for total replacement
value. Wait a minute, honey. We had the bathroom remodeled.